we're seeing a lot of fail to control speed or following too closely. Sometimes they're used synonymously. And that means that we're following people closer than we need to be. We're not leaving that reactionary gap. So if you think about the time it takes you to perceive the threat, make a decision, and apply the brakes, we need to leave enough space in there to do that.
And I'm going to really date myself. I don't know if the same measurement is used. When I took driver's ed, I was always told one car length for every 10 miles an hour speed you're traveling.
We usually use a two-second following rule now. That's just the formula they use. They increase that second following distance if you're going 70 miles an hour and there's adverse weather, like rain. If there's fog, add another second. If you're pulling a trailer, add another second. I mean, we could add up 7 seconds if you want. But in reality, you know, it's up to you how you feel. Are you on any medications? Have you had a drink? All of this can slow down your reaction time and perception time, and can delay your response time when applying the brakes on the vehicle. So, you know, we thought we'd take a moment just to educate people on leaving a proper following distance, even if you're in front of Walmart on Briarcrest and you're going 30 miles.
Or maybe if you are in congested areas, like in front of Walmart on
Exactly.
Briarcrest.
I mean, this is the area that we're seeing a lot of these following too closely. It also could do with distractions in the vehicle. You're picking up a phone, you're reading a text, you're reading an email, you're adjusting the radio, you look up, your reactionary gap time has been shortened because you weren't paying attention, and that's how you get rear-ended. These are all minor accidents, but they show up on our reports, and we see a trend going on. So, you know, we should educate, take the time to educate people on that. Just try to focus on your driving and leave some space in between there. I think that'll help. And then, of course, our traffic safety guys are in those areas looking for any type of violation or things that they can help talk to people to curve, get those accidents down.
And so what happens when your traffic safety people find a dangerous driver or a driver that's what's the clues that will get you pulled over, I guess?
You know, using that formula, if you're, you know, a car is going 40 miles an hour and he's less than a car length from the car in front of him, he can definitely cite him for following too closely because there is no time for him to perceive the threat before an accident will take place. That's preventative enforcement. That's proactive enforcement. We don't do it. We don't have to do it that often, but in these areas, these are the areas we want to look at that proactive enforcement. So we're trying to educate people now so, you know, they don't end up with a ticket or something like that and don't need to be pulled over.
Brought up Briarcrest in front of Walmart, that stretch there. Where else might we see you?
2100 East William J. Bryan, by the main post office. You'll hear me talk about that a lot. It's one of our main arteries in and out of town, along with Briarcrest. And then over at 700 East Villa Maria, which is over by the HEB area, this is a main traffic area, partly because a lot of people are moving to and from Blinn campuses and A&M campuses. It's kind of the stretch in between that people can, if they're co-enrolled, might move back and forth. And then you have the general public going to the shopping centers and school time release and all that gets congested. And that's where we're seeing a lot of that following too closely.
So take your time, plan accordingly if you're going to have to take extra time to make sure that you don't get yourself in a hurry and lose the cell phone.
You know, I caught myself doing this. I got busted. I busted myself the other day. I was behind someone. I thought I had proper following distance. If they started to brake, I would brake. So they started to move over a lane to the right. So I was like, okay, I have open room now. And they changed their mind and went left to the center turn lane. And I barely had enough room to stop. And I was like, man, you got to give yourself the room. You have to assume that they're going to stop at any moment in time. This isn't the Autobahn in Germany. If you get rear-ended in Germany, if you rear-end, if you're going too slow in Germany, you get a citation on the Autobahn. This is when I lived there years ago. And here, if you get rear-ended, the person who rear-ends you is at fault. So,
yeah, but do you whip out the ticket book for yourself?
No, I scold myself. I can't force myself. I'm harder on myself than anyone else can be anyway. But see, we're all human, Bill. That's what it boils down to. We're all humans. That's why we're trying to educate people out there.